Shalom, today's daf yomi is Yevamos daf Ayin Gimel, Yevamos 73, and on Ayin Gimel Amabez, the Gemara has been discussing whether or not somebody who is uncircumcised in Aro is permitted to eat the mice or sheni, and now the Gemara goes into a discussion about whether a person who is an onain is somebody who, Rachman Otzlan, on their relative, their close relative has died and has not yet been buried, whether such a person is allowed to eat the mice or sheni and the Bikurim. Ma'aser Sheni, we know, is a secondary tithe which is brought to Jerusalem to be eaten, and the Ma'aser and the Bikurim, we know, is the first fruits that was supposed to be brought up and eaten in and given to the Kohen to eat and brought up in a basket to the temple. So the Mishnah had stated Vasurum Onin Rabbi Shimon Matir, that according to the Chachamim, the Bikurim are prohibited for an Onin to eat, whereas Rabbi Shimon allows the Onin to eat the Bikurim. So the Gemara says, Menohu, from where do we know that the Chachamim say that the Bikurim are prohibited for a Onin to eat? We know that the Pasuk tells us explicitly in Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 14, it says, "Lo'achalti v'oni mimenu," and that's with reference to Ma'aser Sheni, that I did not eat the Ma'aser Sheni, the secondary tithe, while I was in a state of aninus. So about the Ma'aser Sheni, it's explicit, but where is the source for the Bikurim prohibition? So Gemara says, well, it's based upon the fact that the verse states, "Lo suchal." It says in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 17, and uvekoros bekarchav etzonecha v'kolon darecha asher tidor v'nivosecha utrumas yadecha. So it says explicitly in the verse that you're not allowed to eat in your gates, in your outside your cities, the ma'aser d'gancha, which refers to the secondary tithe, v'tiroshcha, and your grapes, the ma'aser sheni of your grapes, and of your yitzarecha, and your oil, utrumas yadecha, and the truma of your hands. So what is this expression in this verse, the trumas yadecha, what is that a reference to? Ma'amar mar, and we learned in the Gemara in Makos, daf yutzayin omad alf, it states there, trumas yadecha, it will be korim. Now when it says you're not allowed to eat the trumas yadecha, when it refers in that verse that you're not allowed to eat the truma sedecha, that's a reference to Bikurim. And so therefore we're told that you're not allowed to eat the Bikurim outside of the temple. But, says the Gemara, iskesh Bikurim u'maiser. We compare the prohibition of eating Bikurim to the prohibitions of eating the Maiser Sheni, the secondary tithe. And we say that ma'al Maiser asur u'onin, just like we have explicit verse that tells us the Maiser Sheni is prohibited to eat if you're an onin. So too, we're going to say af bikurim asur onin. So too, the bikurim is going to be prohibited to eat if you're an onin. And so therefore, we see from here that you're not allowed to eat the bikurim in a state of aninus. So if that's the case, why does Rabbi Shimon allow you to eat the ma'aser sheni in a state of aninus? Before we get to that, we see that Rashi says v'trumas yadecha, when it says the truma of your hand, that this refers to the bikurim. Debai havaos makom. The Rashi says you need to bring the bikurim to the temple to eat it, as it states in Deuteronomy chapter 26, v'samta batena v'alachta, that you shall place the bikurim, the first fruits, in your basket and bring them there. Ashmi'inan asay. That is a positive commandment. And here in this verse that the Gemara is citing, it teaches us that lotucha l'chol b'sharecha, that this is hazaras lav l'ocham b'gvulin. This is a prohibition of eating it outside of the temple. But actually truma, so there's no prohibition of eating truma outside of Jerusalem or outside of the temple. And so therefore the Bikurim have to be brought to Jerusalem to be eaten, but not the truma. And so if that's the case, now that we've discussed why the rabbis say we know that you're not allowed to eat the Bikurim and the Ma'aser Sheni in a state of aninus, so why does Rabbi Shimon allow you to eat the Bikurim in a state of mourning? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon's argument is teruma karino rachmana. The Torah calls it teruma. That why does the Torah call here the Bikurim the truma? So what's the reason? So it's to tell us a fundamental idea Ma truma muteras onin, that just like a truma is permitted for an onin to eat, and as how do we know that the truma that an onin is allowed to eat truma? Rashi tells us that the reason why we know that a truma is allowed to eat an onin is because it says in the beginning of our chapter, zaros amarti locha v'lo aninus, that you're not allowed to eat the truma if you're in a state of zaros. With zaros, that means that you're not a kohen, then you're not allowed to eat the truma. But if you're in a state of aninus, then you're allowed to eat the truma. So this teaches us af bikurim mutar onin. So to the first fruits, you're allowed to eat when you're an onin. And now the Gemara says that the next line of the Mishnah was v'chayavim bebior Rabbi Shimon Potu, that the Mishnah states that the Maaser Sheni and the Bikurim are obligated to do bior, meaning to say that you need to burn them, whereas Rabbi Shimon exempts them. What's the reason? Mar makish umar lo makish, and it's the same idea that the Rabbanan are always comparing Bikurim to Maaser Sheni. Just like you have to remove the Maaser Sheni from your house when the time has expired, so too you need to remove the Bikurim. Whereas Rabbi Shimon is saying, we don't compare the Bikurim to Maaser Sheni, so because it's called Truma, so only the Maaser Sheni needs to be removed from your house when the time has expired, but not the Bikurim. The Bikurim don't need to be removed from your house.